Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know what, dude?
What?
You're a bit of a keeker.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
A keeker.
I found this. They're old world slangs.
These are the new, what, old slang terms?
Apparently, yes. They're old, goofy slang terms that mean sometimes more than one thing, and they mean things for body parts. I don't even know what body part keeker is. It was just the first word I saw and thought I'd call you. You're a bit of a keeker. It's actually a... Keeker is a Scot word, which means quick glimpse or glance. Oh, it's another word for eyeball. A keeker is both an odd word for eyeball and another name for a peeping Tom. So you are a bit of a keeker. Okay. Oh my God, I picked the right one. Like right out of the
dark.
It was like keeker.
You keeker.
Yo, who's a keeker? Put your keekers on this.
That is kind of weird.
So here's what we're doing. You know, I'm tired of all the words that we use.
Of the new slang or the modern slang?
Oh my God.
Or the,
yeah.
I don't even try and keep up with this.
Oh, you're not on fleek?
Yeah, that's what is that? I don't.
Oh man, that last song was bop.
Where are you getting? How do you know that?
That's a long story about bop that
Aaron was like,
"Oh my God, this song's so bop," and I'm like, "Shut your mouth!" Like,
yeah, what is
that? It just means it's good, makes you want to dance to it. And I'm like, "This sounds like that 90-year-old man
exactly.
talking about like the just say good." Why can't you just say eyeballs? You have to say keeker.
I'm never saying keeker.
You're not
again.
Gonna. Would you say dew beater?
Dew beater. The hell's a dew beater?
It's a 19th century slang that means your feet. Because your feet like knock the dew off of grass.
Oh, you're walking on dew and you're dew beaten.
Yes.
I was going to say feet.
Okay. When was the last time you put anything in your pudding house?
Never enough. I'm going home tonight and put...
Your butt.
Pudding house?
Just kidding. It's your stomach. But I just wanted to see have you get all scared like, I'm putting no more stuff in my...
Pudding.
No, it's apparently pudding house is where your pudding ends up. So uninspiringly, your pudding house is your stomach.
Okay.
Do you know what your prayer bones are?
Prayer bones.
Yes,
oh, my
sir.
Hands. Prayer bones.
You would think, right? But because most people pray on their knees, prayer bones means knees.
Oh, hey, get off your prayer bones.
What do you think the odds are that right now, if I walk over to my computer and check Twitter, that keeker is trending? Slugger and Steve are so cool. I have put my keekers on those dudes. Bow spirit. It's got to be bow spirit.
That's a nautical term.
It is. It's a long polar bar that extends out from the prow of a boat. And it's become a slang word for the nose in the 1700s. And Slacker and Steve are bringing it back.
Bow. How do you say it?
I would say bow because it's a nautical term. I'd say bow spirit.
Stop picking your bow spirit.
There it is. I keekered you. I keekered your bow spirit and your...
I'm trying to imagine people back then using
this
normally. They don't know
I saw it with my own keekers.
Yes.
You had your fingers in your bow spirit, and then you put it in your pudding hole. Pudding house.
No, I like pudding hole.
I'm going to do-beat her out of here. Oh, man. There's one more that I really have to get to because I don't know. I don't even know what it means. I just saw the word, and I'm like, trillabubs.
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 I like trillabubs.
They're guts or intestines.
My
used to be used by butchers. They would say it's the tripes and trillabubs in the early 16th century.
That makes sense with the tripes. I would just still say guts. It's just
guts,
slower.
There's another word.
For guts?
Yes. Trillabubs or trolley bags.
Dude, this has got to be like a wacky TV show something.
Yes, the two detectives taking this town by storm. Trillabubs and trolley bags.
Tonight in 19th century, yes.
Perfect. Slacker and Steve.